Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
classical music.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello, and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm here every week with a mix of all kinds of different music around a different theme. And last week was a lot of fun. Last week, the theme was David Byrne. So I played a bunch of stuff from his career, different collaborations he's done, some solo stuff, some Talking Heads tracks. It was a lot of fun. That was on the heels of seeing him live that weekend. And, if you want to listen to that or any other previous episode of this show, you can go to everybodyplaysthefool.com and see all the episodes. This tonight is episode 114. It's original episode 114. So there's a couple other things in there as well. There's more than that in the archive. Even more for you to enjoy. So I hope you've been enjoying this show. There's lots of ways you can listen, by the way. However you're listening to it now, you can also listen in podcast form. You can listen live on Monday nights. You can do all kinds of different things. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, I want to get into this first set of music. Tonight's theme is classical music. And what I'm going to be looking at is songs from the pop music canon or pop and jazz and rock that have some direct connection to classical music. So tonight we're celebrating the influence of classical music on various kinds of popular music over the years. We'll hear songs that incorporate melodies or themes from classical pieces. Classical is, of course, a very broad category, so we've got a bunch of variety in here. And this is because September is Classical Music Appreciation Month. So perfect time to get into this. I've had this theme idea percolating for a little while, and I'm glad to finally be getting into it. So we're going to hear all kinds of different composers and their influences. Heads up, we're going to hear a lot of Bach. A lot of people using Bach compositions for various purposes. So you'll hear that. Plus, we'll hear some Chopin, Satie, Debussy, Rachmaninoff, a bunch of others. So get ready. We're going to start this first set off with a classic song. This was a big hit from 1965, and it's a song whose melody is based on Bach's Minuet in G minor. This is from a vocal group from Queens, New York, called The Toys, and it's a lover's concerto. And it's going to kick off this first set here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
With their melody. I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me without you. Life will never begin to be. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. Our love is a dream, but in my reverie, I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. Come to me in my.
listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was the first set of classical music-inspired songs. All over the place there. We started off with The Toys and their classic 1965 hit, A Lover's Concerto, which was covered by many other groups, but I wanted to go with that one. That was the original hit version. And then we heard from Jem, a British singer, J-E-M, in case you don't remember that song. And that song is called They. That one was from about 14 years ago, 2004, yeah. And I should say, the Toys Lover's Concerto, that used the melody from Bach's Minuet in G Minor. And then Jem, the song They, which samples a Swingle Singers version of the Bach Prelude in F Minor. So we had Bach-to-Bach songs there. And then we heard the great Ella Fitzgerald with her version of My Reverie, which is an adaptation of the Debussy piece called Reverie. And then we closed that set out with Janet Jackson. And I'm going to be honest, that is not my favorite Janet song. I've played other songs of hers that are much better than that one on this show in previous weeks. But I needed to include that one because it incorporates a famous classical melody, and it took me a couple of listens to even notice it. It's not the vocal melody. It's in the background. There's a synth playing a melody from Eric Satie, the very famous... I have never learned how to say this word, so that's a mistake. But the very famous Gymnopédie number one, which you hear that used all the time, especially in like movies and TV shows, to denote that people are sad. It's a very melancholy melody, and she uses it here in one of the most upbeat, bubblegum, you know, fun songs. And I needed to include it in the show tonight because it's the use of this really brilliant sad melody that's like just hanging in the background of this really upbeat song. I thought that was quite an achievement. So listen back to that one. Someone to Call My Lover by Janet Jackson. You can hear that Eric Satie melody just creeping around in the background there. Good times. So there's lots of borrowing in popular music in general. Some of it is more contentious. You know, you think of the various fights over sampling in the last 20, 30 years. More recent examples of groove stealing and or pretending that you wrote I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. There's a couple more modern examples of different kinds of borrowing that happens. But it seems like taking great melodies from classical music, that's been happening for a really long time. With varying degrees of success, I suppose. But I think one of the main benefits from that is that the material is often old enough to be public domain, so it's a little bit less contentious. I think sometimes it can still be lazy, of course, but sometimes it can be really creative. And you can be the judge for all of that. We just heard the instrumental for I Can by Nas. And what's up next? I've got another set full of classical-inspired pop music for you. I do want to remind you first, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a nonprofit community radio station, and I would love it if you could go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and have a look around, see all the great shows that we have, all the cool events that we have coming up, find out about the Teens After School program that we are launching, and if you can, toss in a couple of bucks to keep this place going. We really appreciate it. This is an all-volunteer-run operation. So your donations really do make a big difference, and we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so you can write it off on your taxes, and it's all going to a good cause of free-form internet radio right here in Brooklyn, New York. So let's start off this next set. This is a very straightforward use of a famous classical melody. This next song is going to be from the Mills Brothers with their version of Strauss's Blue Danube called How Blue. And that is kicking off this next set here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 114. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
How blue is the sky? How blue is the stream? How blue is the rain? How blue is my dream? How blue is the moon? How blue is the sea? How blue is my heart? We're apart, and the river weeps for me. How blue is the sky? It's very blue. How blue is the stream? Blueberry blue. How blue is the rain? It's hazy blue. How blue is my dream? It's crazy blue. How blue is the moon? It's moony blue. How blue is the sea? Lagoony blue. How blue is my heart? We're apart and the river weeps for me.
Crazy love for you. smooth. Instead, I'm stumbling over words and ish. You got me nervous, shaking, making my hands sweaty. Nobody's ever had this effect on Sweet Sponzetti. I find myself doing things I'd never do. Lately, I've been ditching all my friends and dissing other men for you. All I think about is you, and I don't like it one bit. Somehow, I'm crashing into my life, and now I'm crazy lovesick. Yeah.
Nobody's home. I feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and tonight is all about classical music and its influence on pop over the years. And we just heard another set of songs that borrowed in one way or another from some famous piece of classical music. Hope you enjoyed that set. I know there were a couple downers in that set, so it's time to get picked back up by Mr. Walter Murphy and A Fifth of Beethoven, which appeared on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. So let's go over what you just heard in that last set. We started out with the Mills Brothers with How Blue, their version of Blue Danube by Strauss. Then we heard En Vogue with their song Love You Crazy, which of course was Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies from the Nutcracker. And then we heard, I guess it's kind of it's a standard at this point. I chose the version by the Platters. That was Full Moon and Empty Arms. A bunch of people have covered that. Most notably, Frank Sinatra had probably the most well-known version of that. And Bob Dylan did that one on one of his Sinatra tribute albums, albums of standards that he's done the last few years. But I dug a little bit deeper and found this version from the Platters, which I liked. And that is based on one of the movements of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. And then we closed out with the classic power ballad, Eric Carmen, All By Myself. Maybe just ballad? I don't know. That is based on a different part of that same piece, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. There are apparently a bunch of songs based off of that, so there you go. There's a couple more out there. I'm not going to play them tonight, but I thought that was interesting to have two different songs based on the same piece of music, although different sections of it. Again, I would love it if you would check out radiofreebrooklyn.org, because we have a lot of things going on around here. Live events, radio shows all the time. Listen, and you can also listen to Radio Free Brooklyn live wherever you go with the mobile app, which you can get at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android or radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And you can get our download the apps there or in the app stores. And what else do I want to remind you guys about before we get into some more music? I will say I usually promote Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. This might be the last time I do that, at least in its current incarnation, because, well, I'll do it a couple more times. I forgot, got a couple months left. So, try that over again. Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth will be at least happening for the next 2 months at Bar Chord in Brooklyn, New York. So if you've been hearing me talk about it for a long time and still haven't made it out, this is your chance. We're going to do October and November, and then we're going to put it down for a while and take a break. November is our 5-year anniversary, so if you're here in New York and you want to come play some music trivia, you've got two opportunities left to do that. Go check out facebook.com/musictrivianyc. Find out more about when that's going to happen. That's been a lot of fun. That's been a big focus of my last 5 years of free time, and it's a lot of fun, but it's coming to an end, at least for now, so we'll see what happens there. If you... you wonderful listeners out there, if you know a bar in Brooklyn that is closer to where I live now, somewhere in striking distance of downtown Brooklyn, that would be really happy to have some music trivia once a month or so in the new year, please let me know, because I am scouting possible new homes for that, should that continue into the future. What else do I want to plug? EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com is where you can find all of my previous episodes, including last week's David Byrne episodes, and some of my favorites, like Memory, or Cats, or North Carolina, or Outer Space. And those are just a few of the episodes you can find in the archives at EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com. And, I think that's about it for plugs tonight. As always, check out all the other great shows on the station. I want to give a shout out to Matt, who does a really great show right before mine, The Rodent Hour. And also a shout out to Jonathan Lerner, who does the show after me that is called The Next Best Thing. And he's got a big interview tonight with a major theater personality. So you get to find out what that's all about, as well as his usual mix of news and commentary and all kinds of other stuff. And I think it's time for the next set. We're going to start off with a song that I just heard live on this past Saturday night. This is a song I've played on the show before. It features the great Bob Cranshaw on bass. I did a whole episode dedicated to him about a year ago. And this song is a really great one. It's a classic, and the melody of it is based on a Bach piece called St. Matthew Passion, which was itself a reworking of an earlier secular song from the late 1500s, written by a German composer, Hans Leo Hassler. The song title of that original one is something like Mein Gemüt ist mir verwirrt. That's your terrible German pronunciation with Shane. That's my new segment. I hope you enjoyed it. So we're going to kick off this next set of music inspired by classical melodies with a great one by Paul Simon. This is American Tune off There Goes Ryman Simon from 1973, and it's here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Well, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You can't be forever. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying to get some rest.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. pack and get dressed before your father hears us before oh hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill. We'll be right back.
listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this hour has just flown right by, but we're just about at the end of this episode 114, all about classical music and pop songs that use melodies from famous classical pieces. That last set was Paul Simon, American Tune, which is based on St. Matthew Passion by Bach, which was itself a reworking of a song from before then, a secular song in the late 1500s. German composer Hans Leo Hassler, and the original piece was Mein Gemüt ist mir verwirrt. And I'd like to play you just a little bit of that so you see just how similar they really are. Real similar, right? So wanted to give you a little taste of that. And after Paul Simon, we heard Radiohead with Exit Music off of OK Computer, Exit Music for a Film. That one, the melody of that song is very similar to a piece by Chopin, Prelude in E Minor. That's how that got on the mix. And finally, we heard the band Muse, a band frequently accused of ripping off Radiohead. But, they're not a band I'm super into, but there's a handful of Muse songs that I really, really enjoy. And I wanted to play that one because that was another Bach piece similarity. That was Muse with the song Plug In Baby. And parts of that, of the guitar riff, are very similar to Bach Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Also some similarities to Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. So a mixture of a couple of things in there, but lots of classical influence. And that's it for me. Have a great night.
And now, a special bonus song not heard on the live broadcast. Here's Elvis, with a song based on the 1898 Neapolitan song, O Sole Mio.
Here's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late, it's now or never, my love. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late, it's now or never, my love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. it's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait.